WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The newly formed CDC Vaccine Advisory Panel meeting today and tomorrow, reviewing recommendations and setting up to vote on vaccines for children. ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton says there's concerns if accessibility is restricted for some vaccines, as they have earlier indicated.
With these changes that have that are possibly going to happen later this afternoon, that will cause confusion among many parents who are coming into the hospital, coming into clinics, asking the question, how can my child benefit from these vaccines? And I fear that changing the way that these vaccines are done without adequate information leads many parents to feeling confused and erodes the trust.
In York County, Pennsylvania, three detectives are dead, two officers injured after trying to serve a warrant yesterday. Authorities at a briefing say the shooter is also dead and officers were responding to a domestic call. President Trump says a deal is close on TikTok to keep the app running in the U.S. He's expected to finalize details with China's leader. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. With hunting seasons opening across the state, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters to properly identify their target before shooting. According to a press release, elk are in their breeding season and are more likely to venture beyond the boundaries of the state's two elk ranges during this time of year. Hunters should remember that adult elk are about a foot and a half larger than deer and have large, sweeping antlers. Hunters can also report elk sightings outside their management zones on the DNR's website. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking input from residents on its updated Wisconsin Wildlife Action Plan for the next 10 years. The Wildlife Action Plan is meant to help the agency, its partners, and other conservation groups track native plants, animals, and the state of their habitats to inform future policy decisions. The plan was last updated in 2015, and the updated plan will run from 2025 to 2035. Residents can find more information on the updated plan and submit their comments on the DNR's website. The Barron County Board of Supervisors heard a report on the quality of well water in the county at their meeting on Monday. A study of the well water showed about 10% of the over 700 samples taken had high levels of nitrates and manganese, higher than the statewide average of a little over 7%. Areas to the east of Rice Lake, Cameron, and Chetek had the highest levels of nitrates in the well water supply. County officials have recommended residents with nitrates in their water supply try installing a water treatment system. Washburn County residents having issues with controlling buckthorn on their properties are being invited to a free workshop this week. The workshop will be held on Friday at Spooner City Park from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Residents who attend will have the opportunity to learn about some best management practices for buckthorn removal from local professionals. They could also receive a free buckthorn treatment starter kit if they register for the workshop early. Registration can be completed on the Washburn County website. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers over the Angels. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-2 win over the Angels. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff, with his 10th win of the season, has the freedom to decide when he's ready to play. Why? Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I trust him. I trust him emphatically. What this guy has been through on the mound and the way he operates, he knows what he's doing. It's underrated for this team this year, what he's done. What's our record since Woody started with us? That's something else. And I'll tell you, the pitching coaches have done a great job with him.
NFL, the Packers in Cleveland on Sunday. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love why the Browns' Myles Garrett is so highly regarded.
You know, he's one of those guys that can wreck a game for an offense, so definitely always got to know where he's at.
After Myles, what stands out on how the Browns' defense performed against the Bengals and the Ravens?
Man, I think they're just a really sound defense. You know, I think watching film, you know, they don't do a whole lot of crazy coverages. You know, they're pretty set in what they want to run. One of those defenses where it's like, hey, we're going to run this, and you guys got to come out and find ways to stop it.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
Partly sunny and still hanging on to some heat as highs scrape 80. Now we've got a small chance for showers and maybe a storm early this afternoon, and as we head into the evening, the chances ramp up, leaving us tomorrow with some lingering rain early and more showers, possibly a thunderstorm, again in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
From Eau Claire to Green Bay.
Oh, my goodness, a powerful run to the house.
Bengals.
And Milwaukee to Madison.
Under duress, and it's a safety.
The tradition of Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Join us Saturday. It's the Big Ten opener against the Maryland Terrapins. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m.
Now we'll get rolling.
On your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 107.5 FM, 1260 AM, WLAK.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Capital Times writer Victoria Davis, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. Then Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens joins us to update us on everything Wisconsin sports.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Yeah, across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It's 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big broadcast here on a Thursday, September 18th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite coming to you from the beautiful world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison at the intersection of State and Fairchild Zommers. Got the old Sam Davidson street cam for those watching on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and the like. Can always see things going on and nothing better. Now, look at that. It's a beautiful fall day. It's going to get cooler, so get out there and enjoy the weather today. Look at the cars going by. A couple of people on the sidewalk. Tents going up on State Street as even the bus traffic has been cordoned off on State Street this afternoon because of the big night market in downtown Madison tonight on State Street. If you're in the WMDX listing area in Madison or you want to take a drive here tonight from 5 until 9, right down below where we're at right now in front of the Overture Center across the street, you'll have the WMDX and Civic Media tent set up, have some swag, as they say, i.e. giveaway prizes. And some of our staff, I think John and Gordy are usually there. Dom, the Italian Stallion is, going to be there and, he'll shake hands and kiss babies or anybody else. No, I'm just kidding. They'll be there. Now, normally I'm here, but I've got big things are happening this weekend. Going to APT American Players Theater in, Spring Green tomorrow night. And then also have family coming in because big family quinceañera on Sunday. So lots going on this week. It's going to be rainy, I think, on Saturday.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. That's not so good. But today is lovely. So get out and enjoy that. Stop by the night market tonight if you're in Madison and check it out and say hello. Coming up here in just a minute, another edition of What's Worse, a red meat edition. That'll be great. By the way, coming up on the big program tomorrow, it's going to be a jam-packed day, let me tell
Absolutely.
You. Absolutely. It's going to be Bill McCoshin, the founder and president of the Janesville Jets, the North American Hockey League team, on their new arena, home opener is going to be on Saturday, on this weekend, and Bill is going to stop by the program tomorrow and talk about their great new center down there in Janesville and the Janesville Jets. Prior to that, our own Phil Nee from WRC and Richland Center, if weather holds, are going to have a Richland Center, one of the last drive-in movie theaters.
He talked about that.
Have you ever been to a drive-in, Zommers?
I have, just once.
Oh, very good.
Once, maybe twice. Either way, there's one in Chilton, if it's still operational, which I think it is. It was a lot of fun. It was really weird. I'm big on really sound.
Really weird
because I'm big on sound in movies, and hearing it through the car stereo, I was like, this
it's the experience.
Is interesting.
Now,
it was still
very fun. I think of the all staff meeting this week. Yeah. Phil made a joke about say, hey, you know, if you want, bring your partner, your sweetheart, and you could park in the back row. And it was kind of crickets, and I think that's because not many people on our staff have ever been to an outdoor theater.
Oh, I got it.
Oh,
like,
right.
I knew what he was saying. I just had myself muted because, you know, it's a big meeting. There's a lot of people.
It's a very big meeting. Very, very big meeting indeed. So Phil D here is tomorrow talking about this great come out to the movie theater. He's going to do a live edition of Those Were the Days, his great Saturday night program from 6 until midnight, his oldies call-in show from Richland Center. He's going to be talking about that tomorrow on the show. Bill McCoshin and then our old friend Peter Rapine from EPOM's World with another hilarious edition, at least it better be. No, it will be.
No, it always is.
Of the Week in Review, a look at the wild and wacky of real-life human behavior. So that's the show tomorrow. A couple of things. Business. Now, here's the deal for those watching on the stream. I said it before. I have my brand-new October Baseball Milwaukee Brewers shirt on today. Was down there last night. What a game. Brewers got a big win over Los Angeles Angels last night down there. And a lot of people are saying, how the heck? I mean, I'm never going to be able to get tickets. A lot of these games are sold out now. But I really want to catch the Brewer fever, even late in the season. We got you covered. Tune in tomorrow, starting with Pat Kreitlow at 6 a.m. Then you got Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach, Matt Nair and Nair. Then you got good old Tommy Hartman. And then you've got us. And then you've got Maggie Dawn. And then you got Pete Schwabba. On each of those shows tomorrow, we're all going to give you a magic word, and you download the Civic Media app. And in each of those shows, we'll give you a magic word. You text that word to the Civic Media app during said show. And at the end of tomorrow, the computer will randomly draw from the correct entries, and somebody is going to win 4 club-level seats to a Brewers regular season game yet this season to go down there. There's beautiful seats, club level, own bathrooms for that part of it, own concession stand. It spoils you, let me tell
it
you.
Really
but you deserve to be spoiled out there in radio land and streaming land. And so tune in tomorrow, Friday, all day on Civic Media. It's our final one. Final free ticket Friday for the season. You should be a winner like Chris in Sun Prairie, Kimberly in Wauwatosa, Terry from Cross Plains, Jim in Brookfield, Penny from Plainfield. That's my favorite winner so far. Or Kevin and Madison. All of one tickets. You can too tomorrow on Free Ticket Friday. So dial in for that.
And you know, you're going to want to have the app anyway.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's where I was going. So it's time to announce. And we have to be very careful about this. And speaking of meetings, we were all called another meeting this morning, actually this afternoon before we came on. We are able to tell you now that starting on Monday, on the same shows that we talked about before for the Brewers ticket giveaway tomorrow, starting on Monday, it's our big fall green and gold text to win contest. Did I do that right?
Yes. Except this time, it's not statewide. It's a multi-state contest.
It is a multi-state contest, and it took me back to my college days when I was experimenting, and I was a part of a couple of multi-state contests, and I said, no, that's not for me, and I just moved on. But yes, it is a multi-state contest now that we have stations in Minnesota. So we have to be very, very careful. The lawyers work overtime on these things because they watch us. Because we're only allowed to use certain words due to licensing agreements, contracts, and the like, and attorneys. So when I say green and gold, Zomers, do we have some music to back that up? When you hear this music on our show next week, there you go. Mm-hmm. You'll hear that on this program starting on Monday for the next 2 weeks. And when you hear this, it's time for the green and gold text to win giveaway. Not now, Monday. It is a multi-state contest. I love this song. Green and gold, multi-state. StateCon Monday, starting Monday across the Civic Media Radio. Your chance, and get this, it's not just the Lollapalooza grand prize of club level seats for a NFL football game. I can't say that.
Yeah, for a football game with the green and gold versus the purple and gold.
Oh, all right.
Minnesota's going to be here in Green Bay.
All right. You can say Green Bay.
You could say Green Bay
and
on
Minnesota.
Its own.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. Strike one, but I don't think it counts because the contest,
hasn't started.
I got myself a mulligan. That was my first mulligan on this contest. So we're going to give away tickets to the green and gold versus the purple and gold at a place in Green Bay. We can say that. And so you can win tickets to that event. But every day, here's the cool thing. Every day, we're going to win or going to give away $200 of cold hard cash or...
A daily prize of $200 cash and some gold jewelry.
And I was at the meeting today.
I took notes at the meeting.
So it's $200 cash and beautiful gold jewelry, and we're going to have Bob Barker's old Barker Beauty come in here, and we're going to show you the gold. Well, live models in the studio. So tune in for that. That'll be a lot of fun as well.
Maybe not that part.
I'm excited. And here's the thing. And I can't tell you that I have definite proof on this, but here is our motto for the next 2 weeks. More text-to-win people win on the Todd Allball Show than any other civic media program.
This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration.
That's what ABC said. More Americans get their news than any other news source. So I'm going to say it. More text-to-win people win on the Todd Allball Show than any other civic media program. So make sure you tune in here. Starting on Monday, if you want tickets to a football game in the city of Green Bay involving the green and gold and the purple and gold. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yes! And, by the way, it's a multi-state contest.
It's also expanded now. Before, it was only a few shows a day. Now, it is from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. every odd hour. So that gives you seven entries a day.
Thank you for bringing that up. You can enter on all these different shows. It's not just one show. So how about that?
Tom in West Alice is asking, how are we notified that we won? Are we called or notified by text? The answer is you will be texted. And then if you don't get that or don't respond, you'll be called. So
we send you a confirmation text, and then you can subscribe to, I don't know, something. And then if you do that, you get an extra entry. So that's even so. Whatever we send you, just say yes. Look, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun, and your chances of winning are higher between 2 and 4. So tune in on Monday between 2 and 4 for the green and gold text to win contest on Monday. I'm really excited. It'll be a lot of fun. Always is. All right, 18 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
The choice is yours.
You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved for this one. But it is your chance to have your voice heard across the entire civic media news, radio, and talk station. By the way, I forgot. Well, we'll do a little bit later. Well, we'll play you some Brewer cuts from Pat Murphy. I got talking about the contest. I forgot to play the cuts. And Terry Barr, the great Terry Barr of this network, has written a story on civicmedia.com.us, sorry. A new study shows Brewers hitting it out of the park for hot dog sales. She wrote about it. It's a fantastic story. So check that out at civicmedia.us. All right, speaking of, now timely indeed, as Mike Lucas says, because today's What's Worse category involves meat. Know your cuts of meat. The old bit from Letterman. All right, today's category, what's worse, fried chicken or steak? Fried chicken or steak? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, fried chicken or steak? You can also text us at the aforementioned Civic Media app. Simply go to your Apple or Android device. Download it for free. Takes less than a minute. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal.
Suddenly feel the urge to attend a banquet at a supper club that contains both of these items.
You've had steak at a banquet?
Well, it was steak tips.
But... Oh, I got it. All right. Very good. Our fried chicken or steak? We'll play the game next. 855-752-4842. What's worse, for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax. But the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Let's go, Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday.
On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Steak, eat a big old steer. Eat steak, do we have one beer? Beef, it's a mighty good food. It's a great A meal when I'm in the mood.
Welcome back to the Tallball Show, Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock of Thursday, September 18th, Summers. What did you, nicely done, we're talking what's worse, fried chicken or steak?
That is Eat Steak by the Reverend Horton Heat.
The Reverend Horton Heat. Not a Reverend in Heat, the Reverend Horton Heat.
Correct. I guess the genre is technically called psychobilly. Rockabilly, but he's a weirdo, basically.
But that song's fine. That song's absolutely fine. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, fried steak? Fried chicken or steak. Fried chicken or steak. That is the category today. Brand new listener calling in from or texting in from West Dallas. Jay, listening on West Dallas on WAUK. And by the way, Zomers, we've been cleared, I've heard, to announce the news. There is another frequency that people can hear AUK at across the terrestrial radio in Milwaukee land. If you could dial that up, we'll give people that number because I don't have it right in front of me. But I know that Corey sent that out. We'll let people know. So that's fantastic. Jay in West Dallas says steak is worse. It's way too fatty. I think it depends on the steak, Jay, with all due respect. I mean, I get a filet, a nice filet once in a while. I'll spend the money. No fat on that. But yeah, a ribeye or a lower cut steak, I can definitely see that. Brett In Brown Deer, listening on AUK, says steaks are worse. I never really cared for steak, but I'll fight you for the last chicken breast. All right. Very cool. I appreciate that. Zomer is, as always, fantastic on the info.
From Luke.
From Luke. The new station you can listen to us, or the frequency, not new station, new frequency in Waukesha on WAUK is 100.3 FM. So if you're in your car, home, office, dial us up on the FM dial in the Milwaukee area, particularly downtown, 100.3 on your dial. Now AUK is available there. 855-752-4842. Was Catherine going to be? I thought Catherine was going to be on the air. Tell Catherine to come in. What's she
Todd is, or Catherine. She's out and closed the door.
Catherine, our great general manager here at MDX. I saw her come in and look. I thought she was going to say something and be on the air. I was very excited about that because, you know, we don't have people join us that much here. And it's always a pleasure. Adam, by the way, the category fried steak fried chicken or steak. Adam in Oregon says, I saw Reverend Horton Heat in the High Noon Saloon in Madison. Great show. Also, fried chicken is worse.
You know, Adam, I was also at that show. It was a great show.
All right. Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842. Mike, out in beautiful Spring Green, listening on WRCE in Richland Center. Mike, fried chicken or steak? What's worse?
It's a conundrum for me because chicken is easier to digest, but fried means it's in oil. Mm. Steak, overall, I think tastes better. So I think my official answer is, I don't know.
Right down the middle.
Can I answer that way?
Sure. Hey, it's a free country. So far, at least today. Not if you're Jimmy Kimmel, but on this network, it's a free country. So
I appreciate that.
Appreciate it, Mike. Thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842. Go to the phone lines. Jesse in Madison listening on WMDX. Jesse, fried chicken or steak? What's worse?
Well, it's such a there's so many like socioeconomic aspects to this and philosophical aspects. I think the discussion right itself is the winner, right? I mean, usually a what's worse that you guys posit forward to listeners is like two bad things, but here it's really more about like what's better, right?
Right, that's a good point.
But it's like the proverbial left-wing circular firing squad, I'm not going to participate in it.
Okay.
In that sense, I'm going to say that both are great, and I'm going to show solidarity. If I'm feeling like fried chicken, I'm going to show solidarity with my steak eaters. If I feel like steak, I'm going to show solidarity with my fried chicken eaters.
Appreciate it, Jesse. Thanks. Have a good day. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Troy in Mount Horeb. Troy, fried chicken or steak? What's worse? Troy, are you there?
Now I am.
All right, go ahead. Fried chicken or steak?
Close to my truck and the GP or the Bluetooth in there picked me up.
So, okay.
Fried steak is the worst.
So fried chicken or steak? I said it wrong once.
No, I know you did. I was just playing with you. Like Carson always said, if you have to explain the joke, don't give up.
Yeah, right. No, that's fine. You're fine. All right.
I'm sorry. That was good.
That was good. Thank you. I appreciate it, Troy.
One other thing real quick. Yeah.
Quick.
Of course you ask Francesca Hong different questions because she's a different person. So
To just adapt.
It just makes sense.
Yeah, just adapt it to their background and things like that. So,
right, exactly. Yeah.
I appreciate that. Exactly. Thanks for listening, Troy, as always. Appreciate. Go crew. Go Brew Crew, by the way.
Also, just to say, I got Troy's joke.
Oh, so. Thanks, Somers. I appreciate that.
I just want him to feel better.
Yeah, right. Our old friend Gordy Kopke down at Kopke's Greenhouse, a fine sponsor of this network. We appreciate that. Get on down to Kopke's in the town of Dunn, just outside of Oregon here in Dane County. I was down there, picked up some beautiful a couple of mums and some other plants down there at Kopke's for the fall. Get there before it's too late. Gordy Kopke says, Where's his text? No, I'll find it here. Gordy. Gordy says, "On no doubt chicken is worse. I'd rather go eat at a steakhouse than a chicken house. While there, I'll have the surf and turf, not the surf and chicken." That's a great point, Gordy. Nothing better than a filet and some shrimp or some lobster. We'll read a few more of these when we come back. And also, for beware of internet ads. It could cause havoc on your Android device. We'll explain after this. Farm News is next. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Midwest Farm Report with me, Pam Yonke.
Now that school is in session, school nutritionists are once again balancing tight budgets with big goals, making sure kids have healthy, appealing meals on their tray while also connecting them to local farms. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Along with you on a Thursday, we're checking in with Nutrition Director Stacy Nelson from the School District of the Menominee area. She's also the president of the School Nutrition Association of Wisconsin. She gives us an example of how her team is able to stretch roughly the $2 they have to spend on a meal to incorporate local food.
The Dunconey Dairy Farmers Group reached out to us. They really wanted to partner to promote dairy, of course. When we were brainstorming different options, we decided what better day than Eat Local Day. That is on Monday, September 22nd. We will be serving for lunch across the district grilled cheese with cheese that is sourced from Wisconsin. And then we decided that how fun would it be to pair it with a homemade roasted tomato soup. So we were able to work with a local farmer to source us with all of the produce for that soup. So we were able to get tomatoes, peppers, onions, and fresh garlic from him.
That meal will feed roughly 1,500 students on Monday. Stacy Nelson along with us from the school district of the Menominee area. We'll take a look at closing markets after this.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to make it official.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
On the close Thursday from Chicago, December corn is down 3 cents at 4.23¾. November soybeans closed 6¼ cents lower at 10.37½, and December wheat down 4 cents at 5.24¼. July 2026 new crop wheat closed 3.5 cents lower at 5.63¾. Class 3 milk contracts are trading higher, with October milk up 10 cents at 17.46 a hundredweight. The November contract up 3 cents at 1705 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms. A low tonight in the low 60s, high tomorrow in the low 70s. Storm chances continue for the weekend, although less rain around. High temperatures will remain in the 70s. Currently, it's 79.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Van Orden, he is now well into the hundreds of tweets, many of them with insults and profanity, wasting his time, which means he's wasting our money that we pay him to do a job other than scrolling and trolling. The more troubling tweets call for people to be fired or for federal funding to be cut simply because he doesn't like how they reacted to Charlie Kirk's murder and or his legacy.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, our regular Week in Review panelists with any updates on who else the president has had canceled in the media. I mean, assuming it doesn't include us.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Came and said my own name today. 35 minutes now past 3 o'clock. Thursday, September 18th, 2025. Zobber's on the board. Glad to have you along with us. Going to finish up today's edition of What's Worse. More calls and texts than I thought today.
People like food.
Well, that happened. I think, well, is this going to go anywhere? And then it does. And then sometimes I think, oh, people are going to want to weigh in about this, and it's crickets. So you never, and that's the beauty of this bit, this segment, is you never know where it's going to go. Today's category, by the way, we're going to talk in a minute, and this is real. Google just took down 224 malicious apps with 38 million installs and massive slop ads fraud campaign. Slop ads. I never heard of that until this story came out. I'm going to talk to you about that, or with you about that in a minute. But first of all, finishing up today's category of what's worse, fried chicken or steak? Off the text line, Tom in West Allis on AUK says, this is about earlier we talked about there's a new signal for listeners in the Milwaukee area, particularly the downtown Milwaukee area, because there are certain times we get in a building or whatever. We did a show at UW-Milwaukee, and it gets a little fuzzy. Well, here now, we've corrected that at Civic Media, and there's a brand new signal. You can get WAUK and Civic Media over the air. It's 100.3 FM on your dial. 100.3 FM on your dial in Milwaukee. But Tom in West Dallas says, I've never heard it announced, but WAUK is also on an app called Radio Garden. It's a worldwide app you can listen to thousands of stations by scrolling over a map of the world and stopping on a dot. How about that?
That's pretty cool. Yeah, radio.garden is a website as well.
Wow, very nice. Thank you. Appreciate the info there, Tom. Len in Madison says, what's worse, steak or fried chicken seems more like a personal preference question. However, steak is worse in terms of purchase cost, overall environmental impact, and probable health reasons. All right. Thank you very much, Len. Julie in beautiful Wausau on WXCO, Bull Falls Radio, home of Chad Holmes, one of our great, great announcers and people here at Civic Media. And Julie says steak is worse for the environment. Really? You think, I guess cows
are... Yeah, cows generate a lot of methane.
Yeah. I'm still eating steak.
Fair enough.
I ain't stopping eating steak.
There are other things
that cause bigger problems than steak, in my opinion, like coal or other things like that. Anyway, this is an environmental segment. Matt in Middleton says, this is a tough one. Did we do that all right? Already? Says it's a tough one, as I like both have done right. I will say fried chicken is worse. It's bad for us and delicious. I'll even eat the terrible grocery store chicken and regret it every time. Now here, when I buy chicken, I try to spend a couple of extra bucks and buy either the organic or the non-antibiotic chicken.
Yeah, and there's also some that add more water to increase the weight and really? Some that don't. And there's a lot of research you can do, but ultimately, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a chicken expert.
Well, you got to be careful when you're eating it, because if you swallow wrong, then you'll choke on your chicken, and that's no good.
You don't want to do that.
Absolutely not. John in Edgerton on WMDX says chicken is worse. I lost 60 pounds after surgery, and my surgeon recommended eating chicken for protein to put the weight back on. I have. Nightmares about that bird after the last 2.5 years. Well, John,
I believe it.
Glad you're feeling better. Glad you're feeling better. Obviously, Gordy's Megan Sub Prairie says fried chicken is worse. I've never had a horrible steak, but I have had a disappointing piece of fried chicken. Well, that brings me to my lovely and talented sister, Heather, listening on WCFW The Tap up in Eau Claire, says, you know my answer. My stupid luck is to always get the worst steak at the table. I have had good steak twice in my life. One of them was in Milwaukee with you. It was delicious, but I never order steak if I can avoid it. And just to clarify, steak is worse. Now, this I feel terrible because I like both, but I love a good filet. I love a good steak if it's done well. And Trigvi Olson, our friend and friend of the show, he introduced me to a place been around Milwaukee forever called the 5 o'clock Steakhouse. In Milwaukee, old place that's fantastic. He took us there. He and Rick Wilson, when they were in town for the Republican National, or no, they were here when they had the Republican presidential debate at Fiserv in, it would have been 2023. And then when my sister and brother-in-law were kind enough to drive all the way from Eau Claire down to Milwaukee last year for the RNC to be our on-site producers for nothing, by the way. But I said, well, I got to do something for him. So I took him out to the 5 o'clock Steakhouse in Milwaukee. And my sister's like, I said, I'll guarantee you, you're going to get a great steak. And she did. And so.
But it's the only time,
apparently. It's the only time she has terrible luck of getting, you know, table ordered steak. So no. How about you, Zomers? What's worse?
It's a bit of a tough one because, you know, we've had some comments also from Casper, our engineer, and yes. Parker, producer, about
What do they say?
So Casper says, Eating beer, he corrects, beef, not beer.
Okay.
Eating beef causes more greenhouse gases than all the vehicles we drive. Okay. Not eating beef is one of the greatest things you can do for the environment. And Parker, one of our producers, says, beef is really bad for the environment. The Green Brothers have proposed beef days, special days you can eat beef to limit how much we eat. And yeah, the greenhouse gas thing really is a serious deal. Also, steak is expensive. I like it more than fried chicken, but because I so rarely get to eat it, I would more be okay with not having it. I don't know. I'm going to say steak is worse, even though I think I like it more.
I like both. I like a good piece. When it was back in the 70s, when broasted chicken was the thing, and they had to put them in Hub City. There was a place, a little town outside of Richland Center. Those listeners in RCO, Meyer's Supper Club in Hub City, broasted chicken. They put it like in a big pressure cooker and they radiate it. And I don't know what they did. It was delicious. It was broasted chicken. And that's always good. And
yes, it is.
A good chicken breast is great. Stewed, I mean, fried chicken is good. But for me, pound for pound, you can't beat a good steak, a good filet. And I don't want to say I don't care, but I'm a big fan of Wisconsin beef producers. Do you know how I'm not sure if they use it anymore, but the old tagline was beef, it's what's for dinner. And the way they came up with that was they hired an ad agency here in town years ago, and they couldn't come up with anything. They couldn't come up with any something. And so the ad guy came home one night and he said, you know, what are we having tonight? And she said, we're having beef. And he's like, we've had that like 3 nights this week. Can't we have something else? And she said, Bill, it's what's for dinner. And he goes, huh? And so they made it beef. It's what's for dinner.
Where's the beef?
That's something else.
That's something else.
That's Wendy's. But no, my grandparents, after they retired from the dairy farming, they got into beef. And we were out with Joe Thomas at Six Springs Farm. And I think the important thing, the difference is, you're looking at how a guy like Joe Thomas at Six Springs Farm does it. It's all pasture raised.
Yeah,
it's
not a CAFO. I forget what that stands for.
It's a giant corporate mega farm. Joe said, it's like a beef spa out there.
Yeah.
And the enormous amount of acreage and, you know, there's I guess if you want to go, this is a real thing, by the way, folks. You know, the whole cow fart thing, you know, or the beef fart. But I look, I've been around a lot of humans that put out a lot of stuff too.
It's true. That's true. So
I'm going to say all in all, chicken fried chicken is worse. I like me a good steak. And I'm not ashamed of it either. I'll proudly say that on this show.
Fair enough.
All right. So that's that rounds up. We'll have another edition of What's Worse tomorrow. All right. I have long been a user of the old iPhone. I'm a big Apple guy, and that's not a paid endorsement or anything else. It's just a matter of fact. And part of the reason I am is because ultimately you get less spam on an Apple device than on an Android device. And here now from TomsGuide.com, great publication. They do a lot of reviews. And what I like about it is like they review an electronic product. They don't take like all the endorsement money, but if someone does send them a product, they upfront say, look, these people sent it to us, full disclosure, here's our honest opinion. So headline, Google just took down 224 malicious apps with 38 million installs in massive slop ads fraud campaign. How to stay safe. This is scary. It says bad apps can be hiding in the place you least expect. And that's exactly what happened with 224 malicious apps that were recently removed from the Google Play Store following the discovery of a massive ad fraud campaign. As reported by Bleeping Computer, I didn't know that was a thing, but I love everything about it. As reported by Bleeping Computer, the campaign itself was discovered by humans, Satori Threat Intelligence Team, which revealed in a new report that these apps had over 38 million downloads in total. However, it was the advanced tricks and obfuscation techniques, boy, I said that one right, they used to bypass Google's defense that really stood out. Unlike previous ad fraud campaigns, this one spanned across the globe with users of the best Android phones downloading them from 228 countries. Though they generated the most ad impressions in the U.S., 38%, India had 10%, Brazil 7%. Human security researchers have dubbed the campaign, quote-unquote, slop ads, as the malicious apps used in it had a mass product look and feel similar to online content created by, drumroll please, artificial intelligence image generators and other AI tools.
Color me shocked.
And it goes on from there about this ad. I'd encourage you, TomsGuide.com.
And this article is linked in the podcast description.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Zomers. I'll read you just a couple more sentences here. In order to avoid being detected by Google's app review process and Android's built-in security software, the scammers behind this new ad fraud campaign went to great lengths. For instance, if an Android user installed one of these so-called slop ad apps directly through the Play Store of their own accord, the app would act as it normally would once installed. However, if they stumbled upon one of these apps after clicking through from the scammer's various ad campaigns, the app would become malicious after installation. I just find this enormously confusing. I heard Jane and Greg talk a little bit about this on their show a day or two ago on Matt Nair on Air. It wasn't the exact same thing, I don't think. But it's just a good reminder that before you click on something and download it to your device, just double think about that because, again, I'm not here to promote all Apple products. I know there's a lot of great Android products out there as well, but it is one of the things I like about my Apple device better. It seems as though they have better security. Agree or disagree, Zomers?
Generally, that's been historically true most of the time. Yeah, it is accurate. I will say on the Google Play Store on Android devices, try to go for apps that are verified and recommended by their team.
There you go. A smart young person giving practical advice, news you can use. We'll come back, hear from Pat Murphy. The Brewers get you set for tonight's game, AmFam Field. All that and more. Don't go anywhere. We'll wrap up the Todd Allball Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug-to-driving, and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Have you thanked a farmer today? Wisconsin's nearly 59,000 farms contribute over $116 billion annually to our state's economy and over 350,000 jobs. Please join the University of Wisconsin as we host our 12th annual Celebrate Agriculture game on September 20th against Maryland. Sponsored by Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Case IH, and Compeer Financial. Thank you to our sponsors for making the Celebrate Agriculture game possible.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 8 minutes now before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to across the great state of Wisconsin. Brittany Berlow is in with a check of weather. Get out there. Enjoy this beautiful day if you can, because this weekend get a cool down just a tad, not severely, but lots of, or not a lot, but the consistent rain, sounds like, for much of Saturday and Sunday. So if you're going to the Badger game this weekend, we'll talk more about this tomorrow, but boy, already this weekend against Maryland, pretty much a must-win game for Luke Fickell and the Badgers if they hope to win at least six games and go to a bowl.
So. I don't have a ton of hope.
Let's hold.
This
is one of the games I predicted they'd win.
Okay, fair enough.
So let's hope that they...
I just mean generally.
Yeah, well, let's leave you with that today. Zauert is like, I just don't generally have a lot of hope.
for okay, yeah, sure.
He meant for the Badger football season. I don't want to read things in too much. Look, there's a lot. Oh, by the way, that after Maggie, Brittany, we got Clemens with sports, and then we got Maggie Dawn with another great edition of the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 until 6, 6 until 8. Our great friend Pete Schwabba and Nightlight from 6 until 8. So, and then you got Native Roots Radio and Rick Smith Across America, so it'll be fantastic.
I also like, in Pete's you know, promotions for his show tonight. Yeah. Said he's having Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clements.
Sports Authority. I like
that. Ask Mike if he likes that.
That'll be the key. Does Clemens like being called a sports authority? Because he is.
Certainly not inaccurate.
Not inaccurate at all. So that'll be a great show tonight. Looking forward to listening in myself to that. Brewers, there's some hope for you. Brewers got a big win last night at AmFam Field in Milwaukee, 9-2 over the Angels. They get back underway, wrap up that series. Brewers going for another sweep tonight. 6:40 is the first pitch. The pregame show gets underway just after 6:05 on many of these Brewer Radio Network stations, including WRCE in the old hometown of Richland Center, WISS up in beautiful Oshkosh Bagosh, and WBZH 96.9 FM in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin. So catch the Brewers tonight across those stations. We'll have our final free ticket Friday giveaway for you all day long, starting with Kreitlow at 6 a.m. all through the broadcast day. Tune in all day. Get your magical words. Text them in on the Civic Media app. Download it so you're ready, and you will have a chance to win 4 Civic Media Lodge club-level seats. They're beautiful, and you can watch a game yet this year. That is tomorrow, so be listening for that. Let's hear from Pat Murphy after manager Pat Murphy, the Brewers. Clemens got this audio for us after the game. Murph talking about pitcher Brandon Woodruff.
Yeah, I trust him. I trust him emphatically. What this guy has been through on the mound and the way he operates, he knows what he's doing. And it's underrated for this team this year, what he's done. What is our record since Woody started with us? That's something else, because what he's done for the pitching staff. And I'll tell you, the pitching coaches have done a great job with him.
Pat Murphy, manager of the Milwaukee Brewers. And speaking of Brandon Woodruff, threw a great game last night, was walking off the mound just like, I mean, he wasn't taking any prisoners. Here is Woody after the game last night at AmFam.
Tonight was a big outing for me in terms of just getting the body back acclimated. You know, it's been roughly 10 days or whatever it was, and it was huge for me to get back out there. And obviously first inning was a little bit lower than what I'm used to, but that's okay. My body got going there in the second, and then everything kind of back to normal.
Brandon Woodruff last night after the game. We have time for the Perks comments here. This is Blake Perkins, got 5 RBI last night for the Crew.
I mean, definitely like confidence boost, you know, being able to come through for the guys, that's always big. Definitely tough few weeks. I feel like the last couple of days have been good, like just kind of reset mentally. And all these guys support me every day, and it's good to have some results like go my way. So feels great.
Blake Perkins, after last night's game, 5 RBI for the Crew last night. The magic number to win the National League Central Division, down to 6 games to get a postseason bye. It's 3 wins or a combination of losses, other teams. To get the number one seed in the National League playoffs, they're in contention right now with the Phillies. I think the Crew still has a 2-game lead on Philadelphia. So the magic number there is 8, as well as the overall number one seed being 8 as well. But the important one, magic number 6, to a combination of Brewers wins or Cubs losses to win the National League Central outright. So exciting times, Zomers, to follow the Milwaukee Brewers and be a fan. Never too late to jump on the bandwagon.
Absolutely. And as we've said before, I just really love hearing the interviews with players and their attitudes this season. A lot of the time, I honestly sometimes I don't find sports interviews that interesting, because sometimes it can boil down to, how was the game? Yeah, it was good. But I do not
talk.
Yeah, but Mike Clemens knows how to ask good questions. Yeah. And that's not how these are. So,
because Mike Clemens is, as Pete Schwabe said, a sports authority.
Indeed, he is.
Great job. Appreciate that, Mike. Great work, as always, bringing us those cuts and clips. He'll continue to follow the Crew tonight. Again, they get underway against Anaheim. I keep saying Anaheim. That's what they used to be called. Now they're saying Los Angeles Angels, 6:05, the pregame show across many of these stations, just after 6:35, the first pitch from beautiful AmFam Field. Great show today. Appreciate everybody being along. Many thanks to Keegan Kelly of Cracked.com, State Representative Francesca Hong, and also Aaron Zommer is a great producer, engineer. All of you for listening. Stay tuned. Another great show from Maggie Dawn is straight ahead. Speaking of Milwaukee, don't go anywhere. We'll see you tomorrow with Phil Nee, Bill McCoshin, and Peter Rapine. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow. Banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A CDC advisory panel meeting today and tomorrow to vote on key vaccines for children. Some health experts sounding the alarm and calling on parents to consult with doctors if access to vaccines ended up limited. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
After an overhaul by HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the nation's top vaccine advisory panel now weighing critical recommendations on vaccines covering everything from measles to hepatitis B to COVID.
Spirit Airlines announced it's planning to cut capacity by 25% starting in November. It comes less than a month after the bargain airline filed for bankruptcy protection for a second time. Spirit's CEO also says layoffs are on the table. Word today, three-time Cy Young Award winner and Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw will retire after the season. Stock indexes ended higher today on positive economic data. This is ABC News.